Time now for an idea worth spreading from the TED Radio Hour, which features stories adapted from the web's most popular TED Talks. On the show this weekend, Guy Raz talks with Wikipedia's founder, Jimmy Wales, about what drives tens of thousands of people to come together and edit that site, a process that should be chaotic, but isn't.
When you put this out there, did you ask the question, all right, who's in charge of this? Who's going to be in charge of this?
Not really. I was in charge of it.
Someone in Athens, Greece. Edited. Visa requirements for Zimbabwean citizens.
In the early days, I used to read every single edit as they came in. I would
look
and see what someone had done. That only lasted for a very short period of time. It got very...
Someone in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Fast. It was impossible to keep up with everything.
Edited. Unemployment.
I'm looking at a Wikipedia recent changes live map right now. And it just so happens that
someone in Birmingham, Alabama,
your home state, edited the list of reportedly haunted locations in the United States.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's very cool. It's little things pop up as people are editing.
Yeah.
Someone in.
And the country flashes.
Belgium.
Yeah.
Edited dependency theory.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice to see it.
Someone in. Tel Aviv.
Tools like this are
Sri Lankan Airlines.
Interesting because they really help
someone in. Chicago.
You feel
edited. American Idol.
That there's real people out there.
Someone in Hyde Park.
You know, when I
edited list of minor Power Rangers characters.
Find some entry on something incredibly obscure, and I realize six different people have had major input into this, and they may have come from Birmingham, Alabama, or Birmingham, England, or who knows where.
Someone in Atlanta. Edited Joseph McCarthy. Someone in the United Kingdom. Edited of Monsters and Men. Someone in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Edited results of relations. Someone in. Edited. Someone in. Edited.
You know, people don't ask the question, why do people play World of Warcraft? How come they don't ask to be paid to do it? And the answer is, it's fun. They do it because it's fun. I think for our community, it's fun, but also, you know, I'm sure people at the end of a 8-hour binge of playing a video game, they think, okay, that was really stupid. I just wasted 8 hours of my life. Usually when people have an 8-hour binge of editing Wikipedia, they think, well, I made the world a little bit better place than it was when I started, so I feel happy about that.
Wikipedia's founder Jimmy Wales speaking with NPR's Guy Raz. A deeper look at ways the internet is breeding collaboration and why you're participating, whether you know it or not, this weekend on the TED Radio Hour.